Chapter 12. It had been a few weeks since Brumby had taken the reflector out for a spin, and he'd missed it. The ship had always been a reliable old gal. The Earth Pony Aeronaut had traveled hundreds of miles in it, everywhere from the far reaches of southern Equestria up to the frozen north. He loved exploring Equestria and surveying the land below for his detailed maps. Nothing was better than the fresh air and a gentle ride. Today, however, the airship sputtered along in erratic movements. Instead of the smooth sailing he was used to, sudden surges of power caused the reflector to arc up into the sky, only to dramatically drop back down again. The aeronaut couldn't seem to get the ride to level out, no matter how much he tweaked the controls. Brumby peered over the edge of the railing. The sprawling green landscape below appeared much closer than he was comfortable with. "We're losing altitude," he called out to Daring Do, then craned his neck back to inspect the silvery balloon's heating mechanisms one more time. Everything looked normal. Brumby sighed with frustration. "I just don't know what's tripping her up, Do."
"Maybe the malfunction is on the top side,"
Daring Do suggested. She spread her wings. "I'm going to fly up there and check it out." The shimmering mirror effect of the reflector's balloon allowed the ship to appear nearly invisible in the skies, so it was difficult to detect at first. But there was a massive tear in the fabric. Air was leaking out at a rapid pace. No wonder they'd been having trouble.
"We've got a puncture," she called down to Brumby. "I might be able to repair it on my own, but you'll have to guide me through it."
Brumby dug through his emergency patch kit, grumbling to himself. "This wouldn't be a problem if those scalawags hadn't robbed me of my sky packs. I could just strap one on my back, zoom up there, and fix it myself." Out of nowhere, a black squall blasted the ship, causing it to sway and fall several feet. But this time, the reflector didn't soar back up again.
"She's falling!"
The wind began to pick up, making things even worse. Brumby cried out in horror, hooking his hooves through the safety straps on the side of the railing.
"We're going down, Daring Do!"
"Not if I have anything to say about it, we're not!"
As the ship began to plummet, Daring Do had to think fast. She flew down below the balloon, wings beating at full force against the gathering gusts of wind. Daring Do dug deep, using every ounce of strength she had to support the airship as it tumbled down, picking up speed in its descent to the ground. The pony braced herself against the bottom of the hull, hooves and wings outspread. She just hoped there was something soft below.